So he said it was all right. Well, we didn't even have a toothbrush. But we went started talking to this woman, and we told her our predicament. But we said we'd like to stay there that night. Well, she gave us the nicest room, and oh, they must trust people because she had antique dresser set on the dresser. And the next morning, she brought out a silver service and served us our breakfast.
Gosh.
Oh, it was just wonderful. Then we came on back home around 10 o'clock, but we stayed over there at that festival till after 12.
Aren't you glad you didn't go home?
Yes, and my brother-in-law is awful nice about things like that. He didn't mind understand, and we just had a wonderful time.
I sure wish I could go to that. I saw that hotel yesterday. It looks kind of run down. It looks like it's all closed up now.
Yes, I sure am sorry to see that.
Yeah.
But this woman and her husband who owned it, she got in bad health. Mm. And she just didn't want to be tied up with something like that. But
yeah,
it sure was nice.
Yeah. You know, I talked to a gentleman down there last summer. He wrote a book about the settlement history. The Germans came in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was real interesting talking
about it. Oh, it's real interesting. They have a big statue, a monument in the middle of that park, or the first Prince Psalms was one of the first that brought his group over.
What's the name of that park?
S-A-L-M-S. Psalms.
Psalms.
St. Prince Psalms.
Well, in the bakery that I went to yesterday, they have stuff in there I've never seen anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, the gingerbread that they have, you know, it's not in cookies or cakes or anything. It's just poured out, and you can see the ripples, you know, how they pour it. Mm-hmm. And it's in a thing about this long and about this wide, and they just sell it like that, you know? And it's real thick. It's about an inch and a half thick and real
chewy.
It's
not coffee cake, is it?
It's just labeled gingerbread. Mm-hmm.
Gingerbread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they have some good things. They have original recipes, and I think this elderly lady that used to be in, we used to go in there and talk with her a lot, but I think she passed on. We never see her anymore. But we all love New Brunswick. We go over there quite a bit.
Yeah.
We're not big beer drinkers. In fact, my sister and I'll drink beer, but the men in my family are sisters. They're teetotalers.
That's funny.
We'll go in a place and maybe we'll order a beer. My sister and I love beer with German food.
Yeah. Okay.
We order beer. Well, the waitress invariably go and set the beer in front of the men.
How funny. Yeah, with German food and Mexican food, there's just nothing better than beer.
Oh, I think so, too. A lot of young people drink beer now than they used to,
is that
I think.
Right? Uh-huh. My husband and I don't drink if we're out with a bunch of friends. You know, like, he doesn't ever sit around at home and have a beer, and neither do I. It's sort of a social thing, you know. Mm-hmm. We drink when we're out with friends or when we're out eating or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But with Mexican food, I mean, you just can't eat nachos unless you have beer.
Well, that's right, and Italian food, too. Have you been to this warehouse Italian place over here? It's a big warehouse that they've turned into an Italian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's on 4th Street, right off the avenue, west.
Uh-huh.
Just about a block off the avenue.
I think I've heard of it.
It's just a wonderful thing to see because they've even got trolley cars in there with chairs and tables and everything you can imagine.
It must be like the one in Dallas.
Yeah, it is.
I've been to the one in Dallas, and it was an old warehouse.
Uh-huh.
And you have to go down in the warehouse district down there in Dallas.
Yes, well, this is too.
I love that. And they had, in the one in Dallas, they had great big antique clocks.
Yes.
They were for sale, but I couldn't buy them. It was too much money, you know. But
did you like their food?
Yeah.
Well, I like the food here, too.
Yeah. Well, next time my husband comes down, we'll have to go over there. I love to eat, and it's the hardest thing for me to keep from just getting enormous fat.
Oh, that's with me. I keep trying to diet. Uh-huh.
Well, I have recently taken up running the track out at St. Ed's. I notice you have a good view of St. Ed's from here.
Mm-hmm.
But when I run that track, it...